It's 26th of November. Yesterday was exactly 9 months since I joined the army. And all this time in my country, there is a war against zombies, against real zombies who are firmly convinced that they kill, rob, and rape only for good. Do you know what people who survived the occupation say about the occupiers? They say that the Russians treated them as if these Russians were at home and the inhabitants of the towns and villages that the occupiers entered were unwanted guests there. That is, the invaders believed and believe that the Ukrainian lands belong to them and that the local population are some kind of parasites that needed to be driven out or destroyed. A girl from a very small village in the north of the country said to me that the commander of the invaders who occupied the village for a few months, a young Russian officer, claimed that he wouldn't tolerate those who consider themselves Ukrainians in this village. He sincerely believed that Ukrainians could only live in Lviv, a city in the west of the country that Russian propaganda depicts as the lair of the sinister Ukrainian Nazism. By the way, this officer is most likely already killed, so there is no way to convince him that Lviv is just a beautiful old city and that all Ukraine belongs to Ukrainians. But even if he was alive, he most likely wouldn't understand anything, because the Russians are so poisoned by their propaganda. The occupiers come to foreign towns, to foreign houses, in full confidence that everything there belongs to them. After all, this is what their president says, and this is what they are told on TV, which has become a round-the-clock generator of hatred and lies. I have a Russian friend who has been living in Europe for a long time and now helps refugees from various countries. And he says that such a contemptuous attitude towards Ukraine and Ukrainians is common not only among the soldiers and officers of the Russian army, but even among those who flee Russia for political reasons. He says that many of them hate Putin and his regime, but are often not opposed to the occupation of Ukraine and do not hesitate to speak about their support for the war against Ukraine. And they are sincerely surprised when they are told that it's not customary in Europe to encourage war crimes. What crimes are you talking about, Velov? This is Ukraine. It is ours. We are putting things in order there. Let me just remind you that the main Russian opposition leader, Alexei Navalny, supported the occupation of Crimea, and on the websites of his campaign, this Ukrainian peninsula is marked as Russian territory. Stronger than propaganda cliches is only the instinct of self-preservation. That's when the occupier realizes that he is in trouble, only when does he stop thinking in terms of propaganda patterns. Several times I came across captured Russians who, not even during interrogation but just waiting for it, began to complain to everyone around, telling how they did not want to fight, how the bad Russian authorities forced them, how they love Ukraine and dream of peace. But in most cases, in the pockets of these peace lovers, one can find either things stolen from Ukrainians, or letters home describing robberies and murders, or a video on the phone with some footage so nightmarish that it can be described in words. Now the Russians are doing everything to freeze the conflict, but one shouldn't deceive oneself. We are not doing this in order to then leave all the occupied territories. On the contrary, in order to build up strength and try to capture and destroy the whole of Ukraine. After all, they were taught to hate us and wish us all death.